This is Louis Navelier. It is Tuesday, June 21st. Well, we're having a nice rebound in the market, as we should today, because the S&P declined 5% last week. And our friends at Bespoke went back and documented all the other previous 5% declines in the S&P 500 since 1945. And here's what happens on average. In the next month, the S&P is up 5.24%. The next 6 months, it's up 20.64%. The next year, it's up 20.16%. So we should get a nice, healthy rebound here. We're also at the time for where quarter and window dressing starts. There's also the final annual Russell realignment going on now. So lots of positive seasonal forces are helping the market and should continue to help the market this week. Now, the big news out there, just so you know, is the Japanese yen's value against the U.S. dollar continues to plummet. And, of course, Japan has not raised rates. We're raising rates, so we have a much more attractive currency. The euro is okay this morning, but the euro has the same problem the Japanese yen has. The European Central Bank was trying to unwind their quantitative easing. German and Italian yields skyrocketed, but Italian yields skyrocketed so much that the European Central Bank has to intervene and create some special instrument to save Italy and some other countries in the EU where their rates are too high. So they're really in a conundrum over there. You know, the European Central Bank is now led by Christine Lagarde. She used to lead the IMF. She was used to dealing with countries like Argentina, who couldn't pay their debt and all. So it's going to be fascinating to see what happens in the European Union. But I suspect that the euro will be at parity with the dollar sooner than later. Okay. The other comment I have is that there's not a lot of economic news this week. We got housing starts out today. They fell 3.4%. But, of course, the average price of a new home is now up over $400,000. So there's also an affordability issue going on there, too. But mortgage rates have already doubled this year. You know, the housing market's definitely slowing down. Essentially, what the Fed's done is it's forcing everybody to deleverage, okay? There were a lot of hedge funds leveraged, playing in cryptocurrencies. That's gone now. There were a lot of very wealthy people, like in California, that didn't want to pay capital gains, so they would borrow in their tech stocks. Well, they got margin calls, so that bubble's been pricked. So what's happened is we're in the backwash of all this deleveraging. And the Fed knew what they were doing as they were raising rates. Now, they got a couple more rate increases to go, and then they have to pause before the midterm elections, and there's going to be a big change. A lot of people think the midterms will be the biggest shift in leadership in 100 years. And we'll see what happens. In the meantime, the energy prices still remain very high. The energy stocks are soaring today. They came roaring back. So I still stick by my previous guidance that you definitely want to stick with any company that's profiting from inflation. So what's that? That's obviously energy stocks, fertilizer stocks, food stocks. I have a lot of shipping stocks, and then, of course, especially semiconductors are doing very, very well. Now, energy and fertilizer and all this stuff is very, very seasonal, okay? But because of the war with Ukraine and Russia is going on so long and might continue to persist for some time, these shortages are going to continue, okay? And these commodities are not as cyclical as they used to be. I think the commodity stocks are a very safe place to invest right now. And again, I'm heavy in energy, fertilizer, food, the companies that transport them, the shipping stocks, and I do have some specialty semiconductors I really like. So you can worry about inflation or you can profit from it, okay? The other comment I'd have is the P ratios are just ridiculously low now, folks. I mean, ridiculously low. So, you know, I've been doing this 40-plus years. I've never seen P ratios like this, and now in large cap, I'm under 10 times forecasted earnings. I've never been here before. Small cap or 4 times forecasted earnings. Now, we own a lot of these cyclical stocks that naturally have low price-earnings ratios, as well as pretty good dividends as well. So, I don't know. I like it. I got low P ratios. I've got a very strong sales and earnings growth. And the market's all coming my way. So I think we're okay. So enjoy the rebound. You certainly deserve it after all the gyrations in recent weeks. Then we're going to go into the 4th of July weekend. I expect the market to rally going into the 4th of July, maybe a little pause right after the 4th of July holiday when everybody's got sticker shock from grocery bills and the prices at the pump. And then, of course, within a week, we're going to have this second quarter earnings announcement season will kick in. And, of course, we're going to have stunning sales earnings. Our sales earnings are still accelerating, folks, because of all these commodity stocks that we've added. So hang in there. I know the market has been very very painful for a lot of people. I do want to emphasize that a lot of the weird things in the market are because they're controlled by algorithms, computers nowadays. And they can really jerk stocks around, sometimes even on light volume. But smart money always shows up, and we have smart stocks, we have attractive stocks, and good stocks always bounce. So enjoy the rebound here, folks. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.